Okay, we're up to Toph Ein Aleph Sif Gimel. We spoke about in Sif Beis that one is not allowed to start a meal after Shor Asiris, the 10th hour of the day. And we said because we want him to be hungry in order to eat matzah latte oven with an appetite. And we said, what kind of meal are we talking about? We're talking about a meal of matzah ashira, because regular matzah, kosher le Pesach matzah, one anyway can't eat on Erev Pesach. So the Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Im hischa lechol kodim Shor Asiris. What happens if somebody started a meal before Shor Asiris? So he's in the middle of a meal. He's not allowed to start after Shor Asiris, but he started in Heta. He started before Shor Asiris. Page 158. Umoshcha sudos ad alaylo. And he carried on his meal till the night. So now he's in the middle of a meal, and he's about to start the Seder night. So the Mechaber doesn't say very much. Just says, Dinu kumayu b'shabosos u'shayam tovim shenisparis tamen reish ayin anaf si'ivov. The halachas are in Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Yom Tov. But just briefly, what's the shaila over here? We're talking about somebody who starts a meal on Erev Pesach afternoon before Shor Asiris, and he carries on his meal all the way up to Seder night. He's got a lot of shailas. He's got his Maariv shaila. He's got the fact he's in the middle of meals. He doesn't have to make a hamitzah lechem in ha'aretz on his matzah later by the seder, after the agoda. He's got that he's in the middle of a meal. In those days, meals meant wine as well, so he doesn't have to bury priagofen on his kiddush. So there are a lot of shailas about it, Harid Mikabel, but it's not so relevant. It's very not relevant. We don't have such meals on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. The only time of the year it can be relevant is on Purim, which is Chal on Friday. Purim, which still has Purim on Friday. And he stretches his meal. Sometimes people are a bit, they'll stretch a meal, or they'll get a bit drunk and they've forgotten to bench. And then Shabbos comes in. Shabbos comes in and they've forgotten to bench. And then they have another shaila, they're a bit drunk, because they don't want to have a ma'ariv yet. Because you don't want to have a ma'ariv when you're drunk. Right? So the Shabbos has come in, they're at the middle of the meal, they don't want to have a ma'ariv. So what are you going to do? Just bench, but you can't bench if you plan to eat in a few moments again. So what are you going to do? Because you want to start your Friday night meal, you want to say kiddush, especially family, your wife and kids are waiting, or the family are waiting, so you want to make kiddush, but you're in the middle of a meal, you can't just bench on just to start a meal again. So that the only case where you might have the case. Really, we should be finishing our Purim meal way earlier, before Shabbos comes in. But if somebody stretches meal all the way to Shabbos on the Purim, which
what
I don't
about
have...
What during an ordinary Purim then, you're doing a Suda, and it goes into Nacht.
Right.
So when you bench.
Oh, so that's a machlokas. Yeah. It's a machlokas. We say al hanisim. We say al hanisim. Because since the ikas udah is by day, because you started the main part of the Suda, one should start actually. Some people are not so makbid. We've gone off the point. But a Purim Suda, you should start actually early. You shouldn't start 5 minutes before Shkia. You're supposed to have the main part of the Suda, it's the mitzvah sayoim. On during day, I mean, start a bit earlier. So since you've had the main part of the Suda, you say al hanisim in benching, even though it's after Nacht and it's already tesvav, it's already the next day. I tell you where this problem will come out, going off the point, let's go further off the point, and that is, we're coming back to this case, of the person who's having a Purim Suda on Friday afternoon, and he stretched his meal all the way to Shabbos. And as we said, we can't just bench and wash again, you don't do that. We don't just bench and wash, one has to... So he eats his... Now he wants to bench. He eats his Friday night meal, he wants to bench. What should he say? Should he say al hanisim because his ikka suda was by day? But then he doesn't say ritzei. Because you can't say ritzei and al hanisim. It's either Shabbos meal, and then it's ritzei, or it's a Purim meal, and he said al hanisim. You can't do both. And that's a conundrum which needs sorting. But mit Hashem, it shouldn't happen to any of you on any Friday of Purim. Yeah, but he doesn't have a retei out of Yavi, I assume, because he's not... Right.
So that becomes your seder.
Right. Yeah, so I've just gone off the point. You're right. The point of the Mechaber is that it's Nimshach ad alayla, and now he's starting a seder, and he's in the middle of a meal. How to conduct a seder when you're in the middle of a meal? Yes, you're 100% right. I've just gone one story to the next.
Does the Mechaber mean to imply that he's got no requirement to be massive this sort of...
Yes, it sounds like that from the Mechaber. There is such a halacha that if you start beheta, sometimes we don't require you. Depends on the rites, depends on various different rules. But it does sound like the Mechaber. It could very well be. Says the Ramah, U mitzvah lirchotz ul galeach be'erev yom tov. There's a mitzvah to wash oneself and to have a haircut on Erev Yom Tov. Vililboish begodim noim, and to wear nice clothes. Kameh b'Shabbos, obviously, like Shabbos, to wear nice clothes, for to prepare oneself for Yom Tov, like one would prepare himself for Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Lirchotz achachatos. One should have his shower after chatos. Yelich lebit ha-merchatz, v'yitzvoy lechvoy deregel. So now he also seems to say that one should actually go to the mikveh. That is a whole shaila. Is one chayiv to go to the mikveh on Erev Yom Tov? He seems to say one should, but it doesn't mean you're chayiv necessarily. One should. It's a mitzvah to be tohoy for the regel. And he's saying achachatos. So therefore the washing is achachatos. But one has to note, even though the washing is after chatzos, the Ramah says two things. One should wash, and one should have a haircut. Now, a haircut can't be after chatzos, because on Erev Pesach is different than all other Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tovim, different than Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Sukkos, Erev Shavuos, Erev Shabbos. It's different. Erev Pesach afternoon is got to Issa Asiyas Melocha. It's got an Issa to do various melochas. It basically, the din of Erev Pesach afternoon is like the din of Chol HaMoed. That's why, because we bring the carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach afternoon in time of the Beis HaMikdash. So it was a small Yom Tov. It was a bit of a Yom Tov already. Bringing a carbon Pesach was like a special mitzvah. So they made it into a Yom Tov. So Erev Pesach afternoon, one already can't do malachas like you do in Chol HaMoed. So when the Ramah says have a haircut, he doesn't mean in the afternoon. He means in the morning, because you can't have a haircut after that. You can't have a haircut in Chol HaMoed. So we have to, when we read the Ramah, mitzvah lirchotz, the Mishnah Berurah says, have the shower in the afternoon. Ulgaleach, and have the haircut in the morning. That's how you have to read the Ramah. A bit strange, but that's how you have to read the Ramah. Okay. Clothes? Yes, the clothes you have after the shower, I suppose, or after the mikvah. Yes, it does seem to apply. I saw somebody actually points that out. But the poshup shot is it doesn't, it just means as part of the rechitza and the thing, but there could be a tzad, maybe because of the Yom Tov of Erev Pesach, maybe also requires an afternoon to wear Shabbos clothes. There are some who want to learn like that. But Poshpsha is just means for the Yom Tov. It's just Kamoy B'Shabbos, means like for Shabbos. That means you prepare yourself with nice clothes, Kamoy B'Shabbos, for the next day. The Mishnah Berurah brings a very nice minig in the Sifkot Chof Beis. The Achat Tfilas HaMincha, after Mincha, Nochin Shis Asik B'Dini Korban Pesach. It's a minhag, it's a nice thing to do, to learn Hilchas Korban Pesach. We're on Erev Pesach afternoon, we're not going to be able to do the mitzvah, the special mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So there's nochlein that you're Oisek, you learn a bit about Korban Pesach, v'yachshiv lo yakodesh baruch hu ki'ilu kiyim b'fol. We know we have a concept of Korbanos, that if you learn about the Korban, when the Shalma poem Sifaseinu, when we talk about the carbon and we learn about the carbon, it's Ke'ilu, we brought the carbon. So if on Erev Pesach afternoon, you sit around and you learn a bit about carbon Pesach, it's Ke'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we look at it as if we mekayim the mitzvah of carbon Pesach, which is a special mitzvah. With a Shloah Hetik B'Seid HaYoyim, Masha Yilmud Kol Adam, the Shloah tells us what to learn. And if you look at the beginning of Agadah Shel Pesach, most Agadahs at the beginning have a short few paragraphs one should say, one should learn, one should think about on Erev Pesach afternoon, in order to be mekayim at least the learning of the Korban Pesach, even if we can't be mekayim the Korban Pesach itself. Okay, Tof Ayin Beis. Now we're up to the exciting part. Dinei HaSeva V'Arba Kosis. We're now about to start the Seder. Says the Mechaber, Yiyeh Shulchanoy Oruch Mi B'Oid Yoyim. A person should prepare his table from early on in the day. That means he shouldn't come home after Nacht, after Mariv, say, oh, we need to set the table, oh, we need to get this out and this out. No, we should have the table set, why? Kidei lechol miyad, in order to eat straight away. We want to prepare the table in order to eat straight away. So Mishnah Berurah says, obviously, we don't mean to eat straight away, because you don't eat for hours, or at least for some time, depends how long your maggid takes. But so if it means k'dei lechol miyad, means in order to start the seder, in order to eat later on. Keshet
echshach. That was only for the first night.
Yes, on the second day. Yes, 100%.
So that was only for the first night.
First night. On the second day, your first day, you wouldn't be allowed to prepare for the night, because you're not allowed to prepare from the first day to the second night. Yes, you're 100% right. Yes, Va'as imhu beveis hamedosh, even if one is learning on Erev Pesach. So you think, oh, I'm learning all day. You think, mitzvah, potam and a mitzvah. Wow, I should disturb my shin on Erev Pesach afternoon. Yokum, get up. Prepare for your Yom Tov. Why? Mipnei shemitzvah lemahir velechol. It's mitzvah to be mizrizos in order to eat. Again, he talks about the eating, but we don't mean the eating. We mean the Seder night in order to eat later on in the Seder night. Why? B'shvil ha'tinoikas shelo yishnu. Because of the children, that they shouldn't fall asleep. Therefore, we want to start the Seder night as soon as we can. Aval, says the Mechaber, although one has to do it as quick as possible, lo yoyim ha'kiddush al shetechshach. Don't think, okay, let me rush home from Maariv. Let me daven Maariv from Plag HaMincha. Rush home from Maariv. Make Kiddush. Start the Seder nice and early. Make a Seder on 6 o'clock in the afternoon. No, that's no good. You have to wait to say the Kiddush by nightfall. Says the Mishnah Berurah. So the first Mishnah Berurah is Asif Koton Aleph. K'dei Lechol Miyad. He said that the Mechaber said you should prepare your table in order to eat straight away, says the Mishnah Berurah, lav dafka, like we pointed out. Lechol doesn't mean to eat. You don't eat. Like kavona k'dei sheyeh efshadoi lehaschel haseder tekef mishatech shach. In order, you should be able to start the Seder as soon as it gets dark, v'lo yishtahe, and you shouldn't delay. Very important not to delay. And that's why some people daven a Maariv before Nacht in Kodiakov. Anyway, we daven Maariv before Nacht. The most minyanim probably over here in Ezra, I assume, daven Maariv before Nacht. Because why shouldn't we daven Maariv before Nacht? As soon as it gets to Nacht, we have to say Shema. You have to remember, if you daven Maariv before Nacht, you have to say Shema. Because you can't start a meal until you've said Shema. So you have to say Shema. And then you can start your Kiddush. Then you say Kiddush. But it has to be Nacht. Yes, because you can't do Maariv on the second night before Nacht. Because you can't bring in the second day Yom Tov until the first day Yom Tov is finished. Because the second day Yom Tov is contradictory to the first day Yom Tov. It's either Yom Tov. You don't want to take away from the first day to say, you know, I want to make the second day ready because tomorrow is Yom Tov. For the first day, second day is Yom Tov, not Yom Tov, right? It's either Midrash, only one of the days of Yom Tov. We keep both days because we used to be that we didn't know which day was the right one. But if you start bringing in the second day early, you're sort of being memayit, you're reducing the first day because of the second day. You can't do that because you don't want to do that. The first day is the choshev deraisa digadei. You're not going to undo have less of the first day because of the second day. And once you've done Maariv, you've basically brought in the second day. So the second night, you definitely have to done Maariv after Nacht. The first night, you could done Maariv before night, but obviously you have to remember to say Shema because you can't start a meal before you say Shema. So you wait till night, you say Shema, and then you make Kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you've got a base. The Beis HaMedrash, even if somebody is in shul on his learning, you don't think that I'm oisik b'mitzvah. V'uad in the tefillah toich lezayis atzmoi likris kriyishma v'lispalel v'leinach tekev v'beis. It goes straight home. Says the Mishnah Berurah, shemitzvah lemahe v'lechol. V'otzoloyim lezayis lasas haseder. You want to make the seder quickly. K'dei shelo yishnu ha'tenoikas. In order that the tenoikas shouldn't sleep. Now the question is, how much do you want to make sure the children are up till? Till where should the children be up till? We want, the whole point is to make sure to do it fast in order for the children not to be up. So where does this mitzvah of sipping tzitzit time start? And where does it stop? And the answer is it starts with manishtana and finishes with avodah mayinu and parayim mitzvah. I mean, the child has said manishtana, he's asked his question, and you say avodah mayinu and parayim mitzvah, you've answered the question, then it's fine. But obviously you have to explain to him how avodah mayinu and parayim mitzvah answers the question. You can't just say the answer is avodah mayinu and parayim mitzvah, and he doesn't know why he's eating matzah. Obviously, avodah mayinu and parayim mitzvah, and you have to tell him what the answer to the question, and then your yotzei mitzvah. Then you can go to sleep. Then you can go to sleep. But you want to get that in, and that's why we rush the seder.
What about an elderly person?
No, an elderly person will have other chiyuvim because the elderly person, the child doesn't really have chiyuvim. The child, the reason you want your child to be up is not necessarily for his chiyuv; it's for your chiyuv. Because you want to be able to schmooze and talk over the Sipri Tzitzit Mitzrayim to the children, as that's the main mitzvah of the Sipri Tzitzit Mitzrayim. The adult will have a chiyuv of Hakadosh Shal Pesach, there's a day to honor, the end of that Gada, he's got a mitzvah of Halil, you've got a matzah, Moray, Kirich, Shulchan Aruch, you've got the whole Seder. Maybe Nirtzah, you could sort of. Oh, so the old age homes, so that's why they make the Seder early on. Yes, they make the Seder early on. But that's it's a very big shiloh. But obviously, if they can't, they can't. So then you go into a whole other world of Bedi'eved, what to do with Bedi'eved. And if they have to, they have to. Yes, 100%, they have to. There is a concept in the Torah day of Plag HaMincha being already like the next day. So you rely on that. But it's a Bedi'eved. Like a tchila, one should wait for Nacht. And get to it, do it fast. There's no mitzvah, there's no time, no share how long anything takes. If somebody's very tired, ill, and not managing, you whip through it, and you go. You can go, and then go to bed. I'm saying it doesn't have to be. There's no fight. The next morning, you tell everybody you finished very, very late. And it's fine. Aval sifkot and dalet, aval lo yoyim a kiddush. Don't say because it's a mitzvah to be zoriz, to do it quickly. Let me start kiddush and agoda early. Like we see b'shabbos v'yom tov, sometimes we start early. Seder night has to start with nacht. Seder night has to start with nacht. Go to explain to us why. I Shabbos and Yom Tov, we always know you can start Seder night. You can start Shabbos and Yom Tov early, right? So he says like this: Lefi shachilas matzah hukshul Pesach. The matzah, the mitzvah's matzah, is got a hekesh to Korban Pesach. Shenema on matzah semurim yechlu. You have to eat the Korban Pesach with the matzah, and therefore the Pesach and the matzah are hukush one to each other. They have the same din. Upesach and the Korban Pesach ain't an echel b'layla. And there's a din on Korban Pesach. You only eat it by night. V'hakiddush, and the kiddush has to be eaten. Torah to be drunk. Torah chliyos b'shor ha'u'il the matzah. So the Mishnah is saying like this: why do we have to start Seder night by nightfall? Why is it so important? It's like all starts from the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, the eating of the Korban Pesach has to be done by night. Now, matzah has got the same din as Korban Pesach. He brings a pasuk. Matzah comes together with the Korban Pesach. So matzah also has to be done by night. Now, if matzah has to be eaten by night, so somebody can't make kiddush before nightfall. Because how can you make kiddush? Kiddush, we have a concept called kiddush b'mokim suda. Whenever you make kiddush, you have to be able to eat the meal straight away. This person is going to make a kiddush before nightfall, and there's no suda, because he can't eat matzah. He's not allowed to eat matzah. So he's going to have a situation where he's being kiddush without any suddah. Are you going to tell me we always make kiddush on Seder night without any suddah? Right? We make kiddush and it can be an hour until we eat the suddah. But at least there, the kiddush is in the zman when one can eat the suddah. He could rush along and eat the suddah. If you make kiddush before nightfall, you can't eat anything. You can't eat matzah because you can't eat matzah until nightfall. You can't eat matzah ashira because we've already seen after Shah series you can't eat matzah ashira. So you're making a kiddush in a time when it's impossible to eat anything other than your potato and salt water. And therefore you have to make sure to make the kiddush after nightfall when it's really a zman when anyone can eat, and therefore we call it kiddush b'kam
sodom. Having the full meal, is there a time?
No, there's no time limit. Actually, that's a question which the Achronim address, because I, Kiddush Mokim Soda, I need Kiddush Mokim Soda. The Achronim address this, and they say because you're sitting there by the meal, and the food's there, and the Ka'ora's there, and the Matzah's there, there's no Hesech Hadas, one's not distracted, and therefore it's considered that the Kiddush is tied with the Soda, even though it could be a very, very long time. It's not only the problem of Kiddush Mokim Soda, which you're pointing out, there's another problem, that you want to, when you're going to make your Bruch Achronim, if you have more than 72 minutes after between the Kiddush, the first cup, and the second cup, then when did you make your Bruch Achreina on your first cup? If you have less than 72 minutes, it's fine. You have your first cup, wait 60. Half an hour later, you have the second cup, and then you start your Suda, and then you have and then everything has a continuation. If you have your first cup, and you wait 2 hours and you have your Maggid, and you have a lot of Shtukla Chatera to say, and everybody's hopefully listening as well, then you're going to have a problem with your Bruch Achreina on the first bracha. But again, they say because you're sitting there on the spot, you're not moving anywhere, you're not going anywhere, you're sitting concentrated. Especially as we know, Maggid is on the matzah, it's together with the matzah, therefore we look at it as one long thing, and therefore it's not. There's no problem of
Hesek.
Oh, so that you'll get to that, that's another, but that's not a problem of Hesek Hadas. That's just because the Zman of Afikoyman is before Chatzis. That's another, yes, 100%. If you eat the Suda before the second Kos, you'll learn about it. The Bechleik is about whether you can eat between the first Kos and the second Kos, or you can eat between the third Kos and fourth Kos. It's to do with, you'll see in Sif Zayin, it's a whole Sif about it. Why bringing that out? You mean because then it's not as man Suda, because you're not allowed to. Yeah, but you could still rush it along. You could drink one Kos, drink the second Kos, and then have your Suda. Yeah, and you could do your Maggid. You can mess it. It's not right, but you could. Also, it's a Zman of Suda. You're right, there's lots of mitzvahs, and it's not the right thing to do, and nobody's intending to do that. But it's a Zman of a Suda. Before Nacht, you can't possibly eat anything. It's possibly not a Zman of a Suda. There's an Issa Achila. Right? And the Mishnah points out another reason why we have to wait till Nacht. One, another reason why is because the Kosher Kiddush, the Kosher Kiddush, besides being a mitzvah's Kiddush, who echon me'arba Kosher, it's one of the four Kosher, the Kulu Bos HaGodol Matzah Moragui. The Kosher Kiddush is one of the Arba Kosher, and the Arba Kosher is part of the Seder, and the Seder, as we said already, is part of the Matzah, and the Moragui, and the Pesach, which has to be after nightfall. Yeah.
Is Kiddush to Korban Pesach?
Matzah to Korban Pesach.
So the Matzah we eat nowadays.
Yes, okay.
We've got a separate Matzah. by earth too.
Yes, yes. But we still learn that it has the same din for that point. I mean, you're right. This is not the reason why we eat matzah. But we're not going to say there's two mitzvahs matzah. That's the point. You're saying it.
There's a pasuk that we learn matzah from is by erev teichumah.
Yes.
So erev, how do I know that means nach? Maybe that's earlier.
Yeah, but once we know that other mitzvahs matzah, which we when the zman of kol pesach means matzahs at night, and other than saying there's two mitzvahs matzah, we're going to have to say all mitzvahs matzahs by night. Yeah. What would be alternative? That you have a second mitzvah.
So it's mazeh, we're not doing the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, which requires matzah with it.
No, but the mitzvah Korban, we're talking about the mitzvah matzah. Yeah, we're not even those days, because it was a mitzvah to eat matzah, but the mitzvah matzah was with the Korban Pesach. It's not a mitzvah Korban Pesach.
Was that in the mitzvah Korban Pesach?
Oh, so that's already a good China, good chakir, good clear, where there was two mitzvahs. Mitzvah Tony and Hobbah. But Akaponim, the mitzvah matzah is definitely the same as then, and if that had a zman for after nacht, there should also be. Sif base. Yesade shulchono yofe bekeilim noim kifi koichoi. A person should make his table beautiful with nice keilim, with nice dishes. The kifi koichoi, obviously, it's his best of his ability. It depends how much he can afford. The yochin mekoi meshavoi. And he should prepare his place wherever he sits, bahaseva, leaning, derecheirus, in a feeling of freedom. And in fact, the Mechoyne point out this preparing, and also the preparing to make sure you have the right matzahs, and the preparing of it should all be done before Nacht, before you go to Maariv, because again, until everybody gets all the pillows down on the couches and all children have thought about where they're going to sit. It will also take time. You want to make sure that it's all prepared on the same halacha of Sif Alav to have all ready, the matzah till you find the right shalims, and you can open a box and there's hardly any shalims in it. All that preparations and the wine should all be prepared before Nacht. Says the Ramah, V'afilu Ani She'en Leikorim, even a Ani who doesn't have any pillows, Yeshiv Al Hasafsa, should sit at least. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bekelim Noim, even though the whole year round we try to reduce the amount of fancy dishes we use, we try to not to use all our special dishes. It's a way of chirus to have nice dishes. And they said about the maril, Maril had various mashkoinos of nochrim, of goyim. He obviously lent them money and they'd given him a mashkon, and he had them buy him. Kelim noim, they were beautiful kelim. He'd lend them whatever money it was, and they'd give them a nice dish. Lo yehoya mishtamish behem b'shum pam. He never used them. He had them as a guarantor against the loan, but he never used them. Rak bePesach hoyim in hogoy lachosim oisim al shulchan meyuchad shulchan meyuchad l'smeach b'yosam. On Pesach, he used to put them on a special table in order to have enjoy looking at them. And there's a lot of interesting points over here.
Can't
use mashkan. So the question is, which type of mashkan is? That's the first question. Can we use a mashkan? So is it a mashkan which he has been allowed to use against the choiv? Obviously, I've been talking about a mashkan which he's allowed to use against the choiv. Or it could mean, the reason that you're allowed to use them, it doesn't mean using, it means using at least to look at them. He used to hide them away the whole year. On Pesach, at least took them out to look at them. Looking at them, you can always look at them, even if you can't use them. There's another point which is interesting. He says, obviously, he used to put them on a special table. Because he couldn't put Trefer Kalim on his table. It was Goshua Kalim. You weren't going to put them on. You're going to put, you know, your neighbor gives you a nice Trefer Kalim. You're not going to stop putting it on your Seder table. But they say a very nice remez. Why? What was Mashkoinis? Because on Seder, when the Klal Yisrael went out to Mitzrayim, what did they do when they went out to Mitzrayim? They borrowed all types of Kalim from the Goyim. And they used, and they took them with them. So Zecha to the usage of Goshua Kalim, of Han Goyim's Kalim, on the Zman of the Tzitz Mitzrayim, we actually, the Maril took out the Goshe Kalim and took them and put them on the table in order to be Sameach Biri Osam. And that's what we have a minig. We use nice dishes to make sure that the Seder night, the table is nice. Says the Mishabur Sivkot and Zayin, Shieshe Ba'asibo, Roitze Loima, what is Haseva? Roishoi Mutter Tzad Smoil Ala Mito, Oy Ala Safsal, V'chorim tachas reish ha'itzel ha'shulchan. Hasev actually means leaning all the way down, with your head bent, or not just on your side, your head actually bent over to the thing, on a bed, or on a stool, and you should have pillows under your head. Yosef al ha'safsel, and even a poor person should sit on the safsel, kein tzorich reimah, u'letzad smoylei. That means he should also be Yosef. The Ramah's notion is that he should sit on a stool. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mean sit on a stool, it means lean on a stool. It means obviously not leaning on a bed because he's a poor man, he doesn't have huge beds, but at least have a stool, have some sort of chair, like an armchair which he can lean over. If you not only lean on a bed, or on an armchair, you can actually lean on the knees of your friend. I think by the tish, I think the Belzer Rebbe has a tish where all the yeshiva bochim are allowed to come to his seder night. I don't know, but I think he does. Am I not right? And a lot of rebbes do. Oh, so. And I think somebody told me that they're in a room, obviously, so they all just lean on each other. Could that be true? I don't know. But you obviously can't lean on your own knee, because if you lean on your own knee, the mechzi kadoi, you look like you're sad, you look like you're not leaning properly, you just look like this, so that's not leaning. If you're leaning on somebody else's knee, then that would be called leaning. Okay, shkoyach.